from KQED.
As we've been reporting this week, if you experience a psychiatric emergency in California, it's hard to get emergency care, let alone help getting started on the path to recovery. Hospitals have closed or cut back psych units, and people in crisis need to be stabilized before they can access community services. Our series on the state of the state's mental health care safety net concludes today with some good news about help on the horizon to restore some of what's been lost. Elaine Corey has the story.
Don Fox is getting ready for his late-night rounds, finding people in crisis and connecting them with mental health services. Fox belongs to a volunteer group called the San Francisco Night Ministry. An Episcopal priest, he joins an invocation at the group's offices.
May God be with you.
And also with you.
Gracious and loving God, we thank you for this night and for the opportunity to be together and to rely on all that you have given us in terms of wisdom and compassion and love for our neighbor.
Clergy formed the ministry in the 1960s to serve an emerging population of mentally ill homeless people. A half century later, the needs are just as great.
So for them and for us we pray in your most holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Once he gets outside, Fox digs into his car trunk for warm blankets and protein bars to distribute to people in need.
Our principle is we hang out where people are. We walk the streets in those areas, make eye contact, then ask them if they need help.
On this night, Fox is walking San Francisco's Tenderloin neighborhood, where we meet a 53-year-old Navy veteran slumped on the sidewalk outside the public library.
Hi there. How are you tonight?
All right.
He's a slight figure in a torn sweatshirt who says he's been homeless and in and out of jail for about 6 years. He says a few months ago he ran out of his antipsychotic medication and started to feel suicidal. So he went to the public hospital, San Francisco General, for help.
Yeah, I wasn't well, put it that way. And they made me leave the next day, which I didn't want to leave, and I was telling them that I needed to stay a little longer. They wouldn't let me stay longer, so they made me leave.
The hospital had no space. There are only 20 acute psych beds here, and all of them were full.
I even got depressed because I knew I wasn't getting the help that I needed, so I felt like ending it. And that's what happened.
A few hours later, he tried to jump in front of a bus, but wasn't hurt. At one time, this man would have been admitted to the hospital for treatment, but there's been a big shift in how psychiatric care is delivered away from locked facilities.
We're here in the medical emergency room at San Francisco General. And
Dr. Mark Leary runs the psychiatry department here. He says hospital care is the most expensive way to treat severely ill patients. It's also restrictive and, according to some mental health reformers, inhumane. So Leary says San Francisco made a deliberate decision to close nearly 200 emergency psych beds and shift the funding into residential care.
We have community services where patients can get intensive treatment in a residential setting. They're there in a house with mental health staff. They can receive medications, psychotherapy, social support, and safety in that setting, and it doesn't require a hospital.
That sounds great, just what people like that Navy veteran need. But often, people in crisis aren't well enough to effectively use community services, especially since most programs are less supervised than what Leary describes. More common would be support groups or drop-in clinics. So people cycle in and out of the ER, maybe taking their medication, maybe not, but never getting better. This hardcore group of people needs more structure, says Michael Fitzgerald, who runs behavioral health services at the nonprofit El Camino Hospital in Silicon Valley.
We have streets full of people with significant mental illness who are not receiving the care that they need. And when they're in an acute crisis, they're not going to go to drop-in clinics often. It's not meeting the patient where they're at or with what they need.
The problem, says Fitzgerald, is that people in a crisis need to be stabilized first before they can transition to community services. Yet there hasn't been enough support to help them take that crucial first step. Next year, funding from a new law will begin to provide that missing link. Daryl Steinberg, a prominent mental health advocate, is the president pro tem of the state Senate.
What's lacking in the system is the crisis beds
that allow somebody to get stable, and number two, the people who can help somebody get from those settings to a place where they can begin to get help.
Steinberg's bill targets these gaps. It provides $200 million in funding for new crisis beds and for hundreds of new triage workers who Steinberg says will be key. The plan is to station them at jails and county ERs to identify people in crisis and connect them with the new services. Counties will be vying for the new funds, and some have begun submitting grants. A few mental health providers are even starting to feel hopeful. Again, Michael Fitzgerald.
We'll see how it rolls out. We'll see if the funding continues. At least it's funding, and I think the focus on crisis stabilization is a good plan.
The money won't close all the gaps, but for now, after years of budget cutbacks, Fitzgerald says there may be a chance of getting more effective mental health treatment to some of the people who have been the hardest to reach. For the California Report, I'm Elaine Corey.
If you missed any part of this series, you can catch up online at californiareport.org.